下！
Help me!
Oh, Elsie. Good God, you shouldn't sneak round like that. What are you doing up at this hour?
I couldn't sleep. Come to bed.
Not until I've discovered who's doing this to you.
I told you. It's just some sort of stupid joke, that's all.
Some sort of joke?
A practical joke. You shouldn't take any notice.
I can't believe you know what you're saying.
Hilton, if it really annoys you, why don't we go away somewhere?
What?
We could travel. A holiday. Good things happen on holidays.
We've driven out of our own house. What is it? What's wrong?
Come to bed. We'll talk about it in the morning.
What did you see? Elsie, let go of me.
Come to bed. Please.
Let go, I say. There's someone out there.
No! There's no one! Hilton, don't!
He's gone.
It sounds to me that she was more concerned about this stranger's safety than her husband's. This is beginning to look rather sordid.
I'm afraid that Mr. Cubitt was of the same opinion, Inspector.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. Anyway, now you had a lot more of these figures. Did that help at all?
Analysis. Yes, if these symbols are purely arbitrary, it may well be impossible to solve, but yes, if they're systematic...
What's just a straightforward substitution code?
Hmm. One man equals one letter.
One letter, exactly, yes, exactly.
Why are some of them upside down?
Probably because it would be difficult otherwise to find 26 variations. But once you've exhausted arms up, down, or bent, and legs the same, there's not much left.
That's true enough.
Yes, I'm more concerned at the moment with why some of them appear to be carrying flags.
Well, I suppose it could have been just another variation, like being upside down. But I don't imagine it was that simple.
As it turned out, Inspector.
Yes, it was.
Yes, there.
For goodness sake, have a break. Come and eat some.
Soon. Yes.
Yo! Whatever's the matter?
Oh, what's become of my brain? Look. You see? There, and there, and there, and there.
I don't follow.
The flags. Each flag marks the end of a word. Oh, I should have seen that hours ago.
After that, it was simple.
Simple?
Well, comparatively speaking. I'm familiar with at least 160 different forms of secret writing, but this one was new to me.
Well, I can't imagine how you'd even begin.
Well, everything hinges on the fact that E is the most common letter in the English alphabet. You'd expect to find it most often in any message, even a short one. After E, the order's not so well marked. And speaking roughly, it's T-A-O-I-N-S and H that come next.
Oh, by
George.
It helped that the lady's name was Elsie. Hmm. We had three messages with E, blank, 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 E as their final word.
And so you got the L, the S, and the I. Well, what about the rest?
Well, naturally, the more letters I got, the easier it became.
There. Well done.
Thank you.
But what does it all mean?
Well, it means at least I can take a practical step at last.
Watson, what's the matter?
Well, aren't you going to ask me who I'm telegraphing?
If I did, would you tell me?
No.
Mr. Worley?
In the business.
Exactly. So, no, I'm not going to ask you. It wouldn't be logical.
Touché.
Excuse me. There. Excellent.
Mrs. Hudson?
So, there was some useful information in the messages.
Vital information, as it turned out.
And your telegram?
Was to clarify a vital point.
Ah. Yes, of course. Mm.
We spent an impatient couple of days waiting for the reply.
Home.
My apologies.